This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The man President Obama chose to oversee both the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan went to Capitol Hill today to explain to senators why he's the man for the job. Marine Corps General James Mattis has been nominated to replace General David Petraeus as the commander of U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM. His confirmation hearing comes days after some 90,000 secret documents about the war in Afghanistan were leaked by the website WikiLeaks. NPR's national security correspondent Rachel Martin has been watching the hearing, and she joins us now in the studio. Rachel, this release from WikiLeaks was a massive dump of secret documents detailing operations in the war in Afghanistan. I'm assuming that this came up today in General Mattis's confirmation hearing.
It did, Michelle, right off the bat. General Mattis himself actually referenced the leaked documents in his opening statement. He said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that if I'm confirmed, our enemies must know that CENTCOM's leadership has changed, our strategy hasn't, and despite those recent leaked documents, we are remaining in the region, we are not leaving. Senator John McCain then later in the hearing asked General Mattis about the effect of these leaked documents, how it would affect troops on the ground, whether or not it would make them more skittish about talking if they thought that their thoughts or information would be leaked online. General Mattis said he didn't think it would affect troops on the ground, but he did say that he was concerned that it would give allies in the region pause, that it would somehow make our allies think twice before sharing such secretive information with the U.S.
Now, as to the overall strategy in Afghanistan, President Obama has said he wants to start withdrawing troops from Afghanistan by 2011. Did senators hone in on that?
They did. Republican senators have been particularly outspoken on this issue. They say that articulating a timeline of July 2011 only empowers and emboldens the enemy. And a couple of Republicans really pushed General Mattis on this. But General Mattis said that he supports the president's decision. He supports the timeline, but he emphasized that it will be a gradual withdrawal. Here's General Mattis.
The idea is to, from a bottom up, not a top down, thinning out of our forces as we reach the conditions that permits a responsible turnover. So again, it's a date when a process begins. It's not a handoff of a hot potato.
And U.S. commanders have all really spoken with one voice on this, emphasizing that any withdrawal will be conditions-based.
Now, General Stanley McChrystal, as we remember, was dismissed as top commander in Afghanistan last month over comments he made to a reporter from Rolling Stone magazine. General Mattis himself has had some public relations problems in the past because of his own comments.
He has. In 2005, he gave a speech when he talked about killing the Taliban. He talked about how much he enjoyed killing the enemy. He took a lot of flack for that and was reprimanded. But really, the only time it came up was when Senator McCain actually applauded the general for his kind of shoot from the hip style.
Got to let you go, but one last quick question. Is General Mattis expected to be confirmed?
He is. All indications are that he will be confirmed and quickly. No one wants this post to go unfilled for long.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's national security correspondent, Rachel Martin.